You're listening to your terrible podcast.
Hey, podcast.
You are listening to your podcast.
You are listening to the terrible podcast. Welcome to the podcast that all the people in Korea are listening to. All the people outside of Korea are listening to. Because a lot of celebs come up to us and are like, dude, I love the podcast. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like their daily routine now, like weekly routine to listen to this podcast. So thank you. And we have my manager, Eddie, in the building.
Yo, 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 it's Eddie.
Yep, Eddie Nam is back in Seoul. How have you been?
Dude, I've been well. Super tired.
Yes, yes. So what's been up?
You know, I got in Monday, mm-hmm. and it's Friday, and
like the fact that Epikai is going to Coachella, dude. Like, dude, can you be a manager,
dude? I was gonna get
I'm like, what's been up? And this guy's telling me his like, oh, I got up. I had some coffee. I had some like sandwiches. I mean, like, come on.
All right, man. Let me warm up to this, okay?
All right.
My legs are shaking. I'm nervous. Looking at the download numbers, I realize that this show is bigger than we could have ever imagined.
Of course. We interrupt the Tableau podcast for breaking news. Since we're talking about Coachella, I might as well update you on some of the recent Epikai goings-ons. So if you go to our YouTube channel, that's YouTube.com official Epikai. That's our official, like, official YouTube channel. So go, and we have a new series that we just put up there called Epikai Was Here. And what that is I realized that a year goes by so fast, especially with all the things that we're doing. And when I look back at the end of the year, I don't remember much. So we've decided that we're going to try to document more and, you know, follow every moment that we are experiencing. And sometimes when we have like little bits to show you, we'll compile it and put out another episode of Epikai Was Here. So go and subscribe to the Epikai YouTube channel. While you're at it, also subscribe to the Dive Studios channel. Yeah, and hopefully you'll enjoy that. So 2020, otherwise, has not been so great, huh? Yeah, it's been crazy to say the least. At the end of 2019, if you remember, the Tableau podcast and your host, me, suggested that if you're not having a great decade or if you didn't have a great 2019, 2020 would be the perfect moment to try to turn that around because it's the beginning of a new decade. Sadly, 2020 has been reminding us constantly that life and the universe often does not care about our hopes and expectations. It is showing us that the world will move in the opposite direction more often than not. Some of the things that are happening are heartbreaking. They are frightening. And will often make us feel like it's all meaningless or hopeless. As a musician and also with this Tableau podcast, all I can really do is try to provide moments of laughter or moments of solace that will get you through each day. And it's often too little and too late for me to actually cause true change. That's the way I feel, honestly, sometimes. I feel like, you know, I have this really amazing job that was, you know, that was allowed to me because of all these great people that support me. But I often feel like I'm not capable of doing something more real. But hopefully, you know, things that I do, like this podcast, will help you through certain moments. I pray and hope that all of our listeners, and you know, even if you're not a non-listener, I'm hoping that everyone stays safe. I'm hoping that if hearts are broken, the pieces can come back together soon. And 2020, the rest of 2020, I hope it gets better. I hope that the decade starts taking better shape. Hopefully, with everything that is happening globally, it can somehow bring us closer together and make us stronger. And you know, that's all we can hope for right now. So everybody stay safe. Back to the Tableau podcast.
Well, dude, first off, congratulations on Coachella!
Thank you. Thank you.
What's that like?
Well, it's the second time, so it's not like a big deal.
It's a pretty big deal.
But you know what I mean, like,
yeah,
it is a big deal, but like the first time it was like, what? Why? Huh? Why are we? But the second time it's like, oh, it's awesome that the fact that they invite you back means that we must have done something the first time that people liked, right?
Right.
So I think it's good to know that, and hopefully this time it'll be like even bigger and people will love it. Like, I'm going there for the fans and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's 4 years later.
Yeah.
That means you guys have been just crushing it for the last 4 years.
Yeah. Thank God we're still, you know, alive and well, and, you know, people still care enough and people aren't just like, you know, shitting on us. Yeah. I don't know why this is going so dark. You know, it's good to know that after 4 years, they still, you know, aren't like laughing at us.
Yeah, I mean, and that day can come any day now.
Yeah,
but so not yet, not today.
It's good to know that we can still like rock these huge festivals.
That's right.
And are relevant enough where, like, you know, people won't just like laugh us off stage and throw shit at us.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
That's the first time I actually met you guys, if you remember.
Oh yeah, I met you at Coachella.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got to say, this second time, I can't just say that, you know, it happened because of our fans and Epic High. I mean, like, my manager here, Eddie, also worked a lot behind the scenes to make any of this happen. So thank you, Eddie.
Oh, no. I'm very lucky to be a part of this journey.
You are sometimes the best manager in the world. But
choose your words wisely.
At times, literally the worst person and friend ever. You're like, sometimes you know that, right? You're the worst manager in the entire universe.
I get it.
Okay?
I get it.
This dude, okay? So recently, I was…
Wait, where is this going?
I was in LA, okay? I went to LA on a business trip.
My.
Okay? And I was there to meet a lot of different people in Hollywood. And it was great. Like, Eddie had set up some incredible meetings for me. And some of the talks that were going back and forth, it was amazing, right? And I have a lot of these dreams and like aspirations, and it really looks like I have a chance to do something even bigger than I'm doing right now. And I owe it all to Eddie, right? And but like the second or was it the third day? Like second or third day into the trip. Well, anyways, on my schedule, there was like a podcast appearance. Okay. Like they had me going to a podcast appearance and I was like, what is this? And Brian Coe, the other manager at EN Management, he's like, it's like, you know, you just have to go and, you know, they know that you're a Marvel fan. So they sort of want to talk to you about like Marvel stuff. And I'm like, oh, easy. Okay. And then the night before I was supposed to go do this, I suddenly got a rare medical condition. Something happened to me. I got really sick. Okay. And I don't want to mention what I got. Okay. What happened to me. But it was because of stress, extreme stress and fatigue. I got a rare medical condition. And I couldn't sleep at all. Not even for a second. Okay. And I was basically just dying. So I stayed up all night. I'm like going crazy. And I need to go to the emergency room. But, you know, like we didn't have time because we had to go do this podcast. Okay, this podcast appearance. And I'm like, you know, so they're going to have me as a guest and it's going to be, you know, just talking about Marvel. So I'll finish that and then go to the emergency room, right? So I'm like sick, tired. I'm like in the worst possible condition I can possibly be in. And Eddie here is like, dude, are you okay? I'm like, I feel so bad, but you need to go do this podcast appearance. Because it's like something huge that
millions of subscribers.
He worked really hard to get me on. Okay. So I'm like, okay. And then Eddie's like, I have to go do some other meeting. So I can't go with you. And I'm like, what? And he's like, he's got to meet with like Apple or something like that. I'm like, okay, go meet Apple. And then Brian Coe decides to drive me, right, to this podcast appearance. So I'm going. And I'm like I said, I am suffering from a medical condition that I wish to not name. Okay.
Yeah.
For the time being. Okay. But it was really bad. Okay. And I'm like dying in the car. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get through this. I got to get through this show. And then I just go to the back. I just go to the back. I just go to the emergency room. And I'm like, Brian, so like, fill me in. Like, what do I have to do here? And Brian's like, well, I'm not really sure because Eddie did most of the communication. Eddie kind of set it up. So, but I think they know that you're like a Marvel fan and they're just going to like talk to you about like some of the recent Marvel stuff, like maybe like Endgame and stuff like that. So it's going to be easy. And I'm like, okay, awesome. And I get there. And so this guy, this producer there greets me and he's like, hey, and I go into this room. And there's this there's the podcast host, right? So I'm like, hey. And then other people start like coming into the room, right? Like three other podcasters. Like it was like three podcasters and me. And I quickly realized that I'm not a guest on this podcast. I am there to be one of the co-hosts. Okay. And the minute these guys walk into the room, they're talking about like, they're talking about Star Wars, but like talking about like, as if, you know, if you had a PhD in Star Wars, okay, this is the level of conversation that was happening. Mm-hmm. Okay? Like as they're walking in, they're like, what do you think about those Skrulls in like some planet? And they're like talking like crazy, right? And then sometimes looking at me. And then I quickly realize that this is going to be a Star Wars related podcast with Star Wars like hardcore experts and fans as the hosts. And I'm supposed to be one of them. Okay. And I'm like, wait, what's going on here? And mind you, like I said, I haven't slept at all. Okay. So I'm like, out of my mind already.
Manic state.
And I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm like, what is this show called? And they're like, Rogue Theory. And I'm like, okay. And then one of them asked me like, so what's your theory on like Baby Yoda? Okay. And I'm like, huh? I need to go to the bathroom. I'm really sorry. So I go to the bathroom. Brian Cole, my manager, is still in the room, right? I go to the bathroom and I text Brian. I'm like, Brian, what the fuck is going on? What do I do here? And Brian is like, these guys are hardcore, right? And Brian's like, dude, I think we are kind of screwed here. And I'm like, I am gonna fire Eddie. And then I text Eddie, and Eddie's just like, what's going on? I'm like, busy. Like, he's like, I'm in the middle of the meeting. He's like, what's going on here? And I'm like, Eddie, I am gonna fucking kill you. Like, I am so screwed, dude. And he's like, don't worry about it, right? And I'm like, don't worry about what? And then he doesn't respond. I go back into the room, and they're like, we're gonna talk about Star Wars today, right? So we go to the studio now, and I'm sitting there, okay? And this is the best part, okay? I thought I was going to be a guest on this thing, right? I thought it was going to be like an interview show, right? About Tableau.
So did I.
Okay? So we get into the studio. We sit down, okay? We sit down. And at the beginning, they're introducing the host, right? But it's like, so we have Eric Voss, the expert on like, you know, Star Wars or whatever. And then we have rapper Tableau. And then that's it. they don't even explain the context of why I'm there. Right? Like, because I was a guest host. But like, there's no context. Like, this is Tableau. He's a musician in Korea. And then we invited him because he likes, you know, he's into like comic book stuff. Right? None of that. It's just like rapper Tableau. And then… And then immediately they're like, okay, guys, tell us your theory on why Baby Yoda, like, was it Baby Yoda?
Yeah,
or
this
something
was
like
the
that?
Day after the first Mandalorian episode.
Yeah, and I'm going insane right now, and I'm sick. I'm like really tired, and I'm confused as to why I'm here. I'm like, how am I gonna even talk about this stuff? Because I'm not actually a big Star Wars guy. I'm not. I don't know why someone thought it was a good idea to put me in this. And I'm like, I'm just like saying anything, right? I'm like, well, my theory is like, I have no idea what I'm saying even because I'm tired. I'm like, and then it goes to the next person and then they're like looking at me sometimes. I'm like, are they like, am I making any sense here? And I did this entire like 40-minute, 50-minute show confused out of my fucking mind, okay? As like, what the hell? And I honestly thought this is gonna be the end of my career and also like the beginning of a new career as a Star Wars like expert because it's so random that I'm on this thing, okay? And then the recording ends and I'm headed to the emergency room, right? And I go to the emergency room. I get like my doctor, this doctor, like, you know, you don't have insurance. It's going to cost you like tons of money. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm dying right now. And like, I'm basically like fighting with death at this point and also wanting to kill Eddie. Okay. I'm like, oh my God, if this comes up on YouTube, I can just see what's going to happen on the comments. Like, they're going to be so confused, like why I'm there. Okay. And then this video does come up. Okay. If one day it comes up, and it's on YouTube right now. But don't look for it right now. Let me finish the story and then go look for it. It's called Rogue Theory. Okay? And it's something about Mandalorian, right? And it comes up and most of the comments are just talking about Star Wars, right? Because these are for hardcore fans. And then I guess someone noticed. Someone knew it was me. And they're like, wait, what the hell is Tableau doing up on here? And someone's like, and another comment was like, Tableau? He's a huge A-lister in Korea. How did you guys get him? And people are just confused as to why there's no context for me being there. And I'm suddenly just off the cuff talking about Star Wars, right? And then, so we watched this YouTube video together with Eddie and Eddie's wife. And Eddie's wife is like, Okay.
She's laughing.
She's like really laughing. And she's like, oh, this is much worse than I imagined. Like, Eddie, you kind of, like, this is not on brand for Tableau. Like, this is not what you want Tableau doing, right? And here's the thing. Whole time, Eddie's like, since the shoot, Eddie has been explaining to me for days that, like, he didn't know, right? That even he didn't know. He thought he was going to be, like, having me on as a guest. And, you know, because I like Marvel and, you know, they're going to talk about Marvel. He had no idea that it was going to be, like, this, like, expert comic book thing where I had to be a co-host, right? But Brian discovers an email, okay, and shows it to me. They specifically asked Eddie, is Tableau a super nerd? Because we're going to be talking about some very, very nerdy stuff. And this is a very, very nerdy show. We just want to make sure that Tableau knows what's going to happen, right? Because is he into this nerdy stuff? And Eddie responded to that email, and we have proof. We have evidence. I saw it. He responds to that email. I can for sure guarantee that Tableau is the nerdiest person I have ever known.
Well, it was something. It was.
I can concur. That
yeah, it was as Tableau is as nerdy as it gets.
As nerdy as it gets. You, oh my God. I mean, like, the show is great. Okay? I'm not like talking crap about the show. The
show is great.
Okay? That YouTube channel is great. It's got great subscribers. It's got, you know, great fans. But me in that show? Why? It just makes no sense. Anyways, this is why Eddie's the greatest manager and also the worst manager ever. How could you lie to me, man? Why would you tell them that I'm as nerdy? That's what you think of me. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's what the email told me, that this is what Eddie has been thinking about me for years. Like, ever since he met me at the first Coachella that Epic High was at, he saw me and he was like, what is this nerdy dude doing at Coachella? And he probably just thought, like, crap of me, right?
All right, I'm going to let you finish and then I'll have my rebuttal.
I'm done.
You keep going.
I'm done.
All right.
I'm done with you.
Can I speak honestly now?
You're fired.
I think I've held my silence.
Okay. Talk.
All right. Now it's Eddie's turn. Tableau tells me, we planned this trip for several months.
This LA trip that I just told you about where I almost died.
Meetings. And, you know, Tableau usually stays in our guest bedroom because we're close like that, you know? I'm like, hey, let me save you some funds. You know, we're going to be very busy. Just come through and we're going to knock these meetings out of the park. Tableau says, hey, I love to do some podcasting, guesting opportunities. I was like, dude, no problem. I'm doing a ton of research. And I'm like, oh, this is basic. This is normal. This is expected.
Oh, wait. And then, can I interject a little bit?
All right. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. A few weeks prior to my trip to LA, Eddie's other client, Eric Nam, was also in LA for the promotion of his album. And Eddie had put Eric on some podcasts, some interview podcasts that were great. Which is why I asked for the same thing. Go on.
And you got those.
I got one of those. And then I got Star Wars Heaven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, to the general public right now.
I'm so scared.
To Western media. All right. People might think all of us look alike. All right. There's no differentiation right now. Okay. So I need you to stand out, even if that means going on to.
That's why you put me on, like, this show with three Jedis
Yes.
Okay. And I don't, and I'm from a different universe. I'm like, I don't know anything about Star Wars, dude.
Yo, all I gotta say is,
and I had to pretend.
I got the read receipts. Okay. I got the emails. I pitched this specifically for Marvel. Okay. Where you are very knowledgeable on this stuff and you enjoy talking about it. Let's be honest.
Hey. There is, okay, you need to know something about me. I think because you were a jock, quote unquote jock, right? In college, right? You were all through your life, throughout your life, you were quote unquote jock. I don't mean to like use that word. I don't like using that word because not all athletes, you know, should be grouped together. But
that's right.
I'm just saying, if we're going with the stereotype here, because you called me a quote unquote nerd.
I didn't call you a nerd.
No, you literally said I'm as nerdiest as you can get. Okay. And
it's
and
called
mind
an
you,
exaggeration.
Your client is a fucking rapper. I'm a rapper. And you told them
that
I'm as nerdy as you can get. Okay. And here's the thing. Quote unquote jock, right? So I think Eddie assumes that if for example, I like Marvel, as do a lot of people, right? A lot of people like Spider-Man, Avengers, like Thor, you know?
Including me.
And if you say that you like it or if you enjoy the movies, I think he assumes that you're basically the same as somebody that's really deep into this stuff and like, you know, knows like the lore and like the world building and like even like speaks like some of the alien languages within that universe, right? I think you just group us all together as nerds.
Tablo, I didn't want to have to take it here. I really did not want to have to take it here.
Okay.
But remember when… Dude, you were collecting Marvel Legos for like 3 months.
Okay.
Come on, man. Please.
Okay, here.
Help me out here. Is that coming from…
Okay.
Come on.
My point exactly. Look. Okay. You just proved my point, dude. Okay. So you think that collecting Legos automatically means that that person is a nerd? You're grouping it all together. You're grouping it all together. What? How? Okay, so you're saying that somebody that collects Legos, like Marvel Legos, is the same as somebody who's like so into Lord of the Rings that they speak some of the languages that are in Lord of the Rings? Or like they speak the elf language. Let's say like someone's really deep into that. You're saying we're all the same?
I'm not saying we're all the same, but it's
that
just
is the, what you're saying.
It's the length that you went to get the rare Jacob Batalon Lego in exchanging with a random…
So this guy is basically saying that if… Okay, so for those that are listening right now, even if you are a casual like viewer or theater goer of like these Avengers movies, because they're fun, right? Like, even if you liked Iron Man, what Eddie here is saying is that you're basically like in line at Comic-Con. He's saying you're the same as anyone that's like going full cosplay at Comic-Con and like lining up for comic book related. I don't even know what, because I've never been to Comic-Con.
Tablo. Again, I didn't want to have to go here, but what about those green massive gloves that you slam on the table that you wear in our meetings and it says Hulk Smash?
Dude, when the hell did I do that? What are you talking about?
Dude, your socks right now are of Iron Man.
Okay, guys, they're not. Don't look, Sugun. My socks are just white. He looked. He's like, okay, guys, say…
This is an audio podcast. No one will know.
Yo, Eddie, I think you see the world in some people see the world like dogs see the world in black and white, right? Like in a grayscale, right? I think our boy Eddie here sees the world only in jock or nerd. Dude, you like made fun of other kids in school, like if they played like D&D.
Played what?
Dungeons and Dragons.
No, dude.
I bet you did.
Yo, I could do every Pokemon rap right now. I can name 150 Pokemon right now off the top of my head.
See, here's
the thing. I am nerdy too. I am one of you.
Oh, you just said the Pokemon thing. And here's the thing. for me, if you, when you just said you collected Pokemon stuff, I would just be like, okay, he collected Pokemon stuff, right? I wouldn't like jump to label you, but you labeled yourself even. You were like, I was a nerd as well. So you are really like into like labeling people as nerds. Like, what is this obsession with putting us all into the same category?
Let me set the record straight. Those emails between the casting producer and myself were between the two of us. The fact that Brian Coe revealed those emails, we're going to have a little talk back in LA.
Hey, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. Okay, I think those emails are were far more important than some of the emails that have been shifting world politics for the last few years, okay? And the fact that Brian Coe was brave enough to disclose the contents of it to me, he needs a round of applause. Thank you, Brian, for being brave enough to expose your shady ass boss. Okay? And I don't know if that's how, is that how like Hollywood operates? Is that how like, is that how WME like was taught it, you to?
Was it a bit of an exaggeration? Huh? Yes.
Is this what happened in the mailroom over there?
All right. It's called pitching the client. Okay. Like this channel has millions of subscribers. And yes, out of the 8,000 comments talking about The Mandalorian, and there are three that said, is that Tableau of Epic High?
Yes, three.
It's not the crossover that we expected.
The only reason why it was only like a few comments talking about me is because I hid the fact that I was on this thing. I never tweeted it.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm talking about it, actually. I wanted that to be like a secret I take with me to my grave. Just like how I'm not naming the medical condition that I was suffering from. Okay? People, I gotta tell you. Stress is a killer.
Okay? Yeah.
Stress and fatigue is a killer. Work-life balance
is key.
Is key. Okay? And let me just ask you, do you think a nerd, like, do you think nerd is a derogatory term?
No, I don't.
I think you do.
I don't.
No, it's not, but I think you do.
Well, the fact that he accepted it off of that basis and said, oh, he's one of us.
Okay, let me ask you something. You've been to a Star Wars movie in the theaters?
Yeah.
Okay, when you went, was there anyone like that was dressed up as a Jedi?
Of course.
And when you saw them, did you think to yourself, like, tell me the truth here. Did you think to yourself,
what a bunch of nerds?
You did, huh?
Of course.
You did?
Yes, the guy who's talking to me in a Yoda voice with Yoda ears.
Did you laugh at them? Like, did you like… Yeah, you did.
I didn't laugh at them.
Have you ever seen like on TV you see like premieres for like Marvel movies and you see like cosplay people? Or like you see like a news segment about Comic-Con and do you immediately inside… like start like mocking them and laughing at
them? No. There's something you need to know about me. If somebody is very good at what they do, even if it's cosplay and the costume is impressive and the Iron Man suit is great and the Yoda costume and the voice and the makeup is amazing, dude, I just sit there, I applaud you. But
would you hang out with them?
No, I would not.
See? This guy has nerd phobia,
no,
dude.
No, it's not nerd phobia.
You're nerd phobic.
Dude, I'm managing someone who is as nerdy as it gets. Clearly don't have nerd phobia.
You're nerd-phobic, and I can guarantee you, deep inside you, you are a nerd. And like, you're so afraid to admit it. And you're so scared that your soccer buddies… okay, and your friends that are watching Champions League are going to find out that you're like super nerdy, okay? And you're so scared. That's why you have to keep telling yourself like, oh, look at those nerds. Like, oh, look at these. Why are they holding a lightsaber? That's what you're like.
No. Maybe at one point in my life, but not anymore.
No, you have nerd phobia, dude.
Nah, man.
You're nerd phobic.
Dude, I was ranked in Warcraft 3 Frozen Throne, all right?
See?
Look at the color of my skin. I am a nerd by trade.
oh, you're stereotyping all. You're being racist now. Okay? No. You're saying all Asians are nerds?
Let's
yo, guys, my manager literally just said, look at the color of my skin. I am a nerd by nature or something like that.
We can't air this episode.
So he just said all Asians are nerds.
Yeah, that's why we're good at a lot of things.
All Asians are nerds. Oh
that's why we're good at a lot of things. 되게 꼼꼼하게.
Okay, why are you suddenly speaking Korean? Like, what is this madness? Okay, I think I have legal grounds to fire you because you're racist.
No.
And you have nerd phobia.
I just know what it is, okay? So while everybody else is playing Nintendo 64 and, you know, running around with sticks and next to creeks and doing what kids do, I was playing with Legos. I was building cities. I was playing Roller Coaster Tycoon. I was nerding out.
And why are you trying to hide that though? Why?
I'm not trying to hide it.
You're trying to hide
They're extremes. And in your case, I needed to get you on the show. I looked at the subscribe button and there are millions of followers. You said, let me get on a podcast. I want, you know, blah, blah, blah. I said, hey, let me think outside the box. You getting on Conan or Joseph Gordon-Levitt's podcast, that's expected, dude. All right?
Yeah, that was expected by me. Eddie, that's what was expected.
Yo, sometimes you've got to…
Why'd you even just name drop like Conan and Joseph Gordon-Levitt? That was…
Why not?
You were thinking about it, but you decided to put me in Rogue Theory?
That's right.
Because you thought that was on brand for me?
The Rogue Theory part, that threw me off guard. So when I was in my meeting and I got your text messages in all caps saying, dude, I'm in the bathroom stall right now, panicking.
Dude, and it was like when you when you go to school, right? And you have no idea. You walk into class and like the teacher's passing out a test. And I had no idea that we were having a test this day, right? And I don't even recognize my classmates. Like I'm in a different school. I'm like, they're speaking a different language and I have to take this pop quiz. That's the situation I was in. So I was in the bathroom stall, like basically almost crying and texting in the bathroom stall like this. I'm like, Brian, what do I do?
To Brian, you're very like, hey, Brian, help me out of this situation. To me, he was like all caps, like, dude, I am so screwed. These guys are so smart. I don't know anything about Star Wars. Oh, this was Marvel. Yo, and that's when I went airplane mode. Boop.
When I was shooting, like, you know, Brian was standing with the camera guys and all the staff. And every once in a while, his eyes and my eyes would meet. And he would, like, in slow motion, turn away in disgust and shame, right? Like, I would be like, so I think. You know, there's the force, and the force has a good side and a bad side. And then my eyes meet with Brian, and Brian just turns away like this, right? He just could not look at me.
You know what the best part about that was? Because Brian is so, he is like so dependable. He's very agreeable, and he's very like, how do I say? He gives all of us comfort because he never panics.
Yeah, he panicked.
But when I texted him, after you panicked to me,
yeah,
I'm panicked. Like, yo, Brian, how bad is it? And he replies, dude, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was one of the most difficult things I've ever been a part of. Okay, because I am rarely out of my element. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'm in a situation, I like, even if it's the most awkward and like unexpected situation, I'm actually like, my composure is there.
Right.
Right. Like I'm very good at adapting, and
these are just facts.
Yeah. And you know, like I've been through a lot of situations where it was basically hell, right? Like people were out to get me. And even then, I didn't lose myself. Right? But Rogue Theory had me lost.
Had you tripping.
Like, it had me fucking tripping. Okay, like, I sometimes still, like, have nightmares where, like, the nightmare is narrated by this Eric Voss guy. Okay?
Yo.
Because he was such an expert and I was sitting right next to him. And I'm like, what do I do?
When these videos go up, I think you have to upload that video you took.
Oh, that when we were watching it together?
Diane, you need to get this edit.
Oh, yeah. I have a video of… So when this YouTube video came out, it's me, Brian Coe, my manager Eddie, and Eddie's wife and Eddie's dog, Rocky. All of us watching this together in the living room. And just laughing our asses
on the big screen.
Okay, because it's so funny. So I'll post that up. Yeah. Even Rocky was turning away in disgust and shame.
Dude, maybe okay. That video goes on the Patreon.
Yeah. Let me reiterate. I am not saying that that show is not good. It's great. It's a great show. It's actually… that channel, I actually subscribed to it. To tell you the truth. Because I'm into Marvel. And they are really good with like these Easter eggs and stuff like that. So I go to them every time I see a movie. Because they tell me like what Easter eggs I missed. And I actually am a fan of that channel. It's just… I didn't think that I needed to be on it.
Yeah, you also showed up on the wrong day.
Yeah, yeah. Like I just was probably not a good fit for this. And I did my best. That's all I can say. But the show itself is great. I'm not dissing the show.
But isn't the timing impeccable? Because this show that Tablo was on was the day after The Mandalorian dropped. Which was like the most talked about thing in the world.
Baby Yoda.
And
like,
Disney Plus had dropped the day before.
Yeah.
And you were on the biggest Star Wars Marvel channel.
And the night before I was sick. Like that's when I got very, very ill. Okay. So I was like fighting with sanity at this point. And I go there and everybody's looking to this video, this channel… for answers to like who Baby Yoda like is. Like what it is. And I was expected to give that answer. Like I was just, Obi-Wan or something.
This is incredible.
But like, you know what?
The timing is just amazing.
You know what scared me the most as I was in that situation?
Mm.
The thought that Two Cuts is going to see this.
You told me that, yeah.
That was actually like the biggest fear. The fact that Two Cuts is going to see this. And he's going to think to himself, so this is what our so-called leader, our so-called front man, the boss himself.
Rap like, God.
Yeah, the producer, singer, songwriter of Epic High is doing on his oh-so-important LA business trip. Huh? This is what he's doing on his own. Like this is what he's talking about when he mentioned Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like when he mentioned like America. Like, so this is what he wants to do, huh?
So this is why we turned down the Apple commercial.
Yeah. I did. I turned down the Apple commercial.
Yeah.
This
is why you said no to investing into that scooter company.
Incidentally, I was actually invited to perform at the Parasite party. But they couldn't get… they couldn't get a stage into the space. So, I didn't go. You know?
Yeah. But that could have been cool.
But my manager, Eddie here, thinks it's better to have me on Rogue Theory. All these amazing opportunities.
Now that I'm thinking
just
about…
coming to me like naturally. And he decides to… work, like he decides to send like 30 emails to get me on a Star Wars chat room.
I'm sitting here just thinking like, oh, okay, this was a while ago, but the genius in my management skills to identify the number one Star Wars show in Western media the day after the biggest show in the world drops and gets Tablo on that.
Do you know?
Wow!
Do you know that I have this thing about Star Wars. Did I tell you? Okay, if I tell you this, you're going to feel so bad. So maybe I shouldn't. You know, I used to be a huge fan of Star Wars. Like, I used to be, like, I used to love the first trilogy. And, like, I was a huge Star Wars fan. Until someone that was even a bigger fan of Star Wars betrayed me. Okay?
George Lucas?
No. Like, someone that I work with was a huge fan of Star Wars. And this person betrayed me. And it really, like, hurt me. So, I ended up hating Star Wars.
I know this story.
You know this story. Yeah, this coworker I had.
It's a true story.
Was a humongous fan of Star Wars. And also a douchebag. And just, you know, Machiavellian, like, evil devil. Okay? Mm. And this guy backstabbed me. And I ended up hating Star Wars.
Yeah.
This was right after The Force Awakens. So the new trilogy, the first one, right, that J.J. Abrams did. Right after I saw it, I was like so pumped about Star Wars. And I got betrayed and I started hating Star Wars. So anytime I would, like if I saw, like Two Cuts has an R2-D2 trash bin.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see that and I'd be like, can you like take that out of the studio? Because like it reminds me of this negative energy.
Wow. Right?
So I hated Star Wars. So much. And I haven't seen The Last Jedi. I haven't seen whatever the new one. I don't know. Any of the Rey. I don't know. You know the new ones?
Right.
I haven't seen any of them after Force Awakens. And so I have this scar. I have this pain because of that's related to Star Wars. And Eddie decides to put me on the show that is going to talk about one of the biggest Star Wars moments ever.
I felt that pain and I wanted you to confront it or you were just going to live the rest of your life feeling this way.
Oh, you felt that thing. Yes. I just told you this for the first time, dude.
Dude, I knew about this.
Yeah, right.
Dude,
keep talking.
I got you those… Okay. Remember I got you that lightsaber for your birthday? You threw it out the window.
Yo, if I see any if I see any Star Wars related things on my Coachella set, like on my stage, I'm coming for you, dude. I'm gonna lightsaber you in half.
I better delete that.
I'm gonna force whatever. I'm gonna force choke you. Okay? I'm gonna lift you into the air with my force.
I better delete that email.
What
email? That we received from Lucasfilm regarding the multi-million dollar sponsorship for the Tableau podcast. I'll just go delete that right now.
Shut up. By the way, a Lucasfilm person, like somebody that's really important at Lucasfilm, came to an Epic High show when we were in San Francisco.
She's a really good friend now.
Yeah, she's awesome. And she hooked us up with a bunch of Star Wars stuff, right? And she's and she assumes that I'm also a huge fan of Star Wars. But Two Cuts was happy because he likes Star Wars. But I had no idea what to do with the stuff because like I said, I have this scar. Okay? And anyways.
Man, so like how deep were you guys like enjoying Star Wars together? This is kind of… I remember you telling me this loosely.
No, well…
But were y'all like…
No.
During lunch break like…
Yeah, Two Cuts and I?
You and the…
That person? No, that person was just like…
Or was it just like someone wearing like a Darth Vader suit to work every day?
That person was just someone I worked with. It's not like I have like a human, you know…
Okay.
Like, I'm not like…
You just saw…
He's not my buddy or anything.
Yeah, you just saw in his cubicle he had like posters of Star Wars.
Yeah, he's just really into Star Wars. And here's the thing, like when you… when someone like hurts you… You know how you end up like hating the things that that person likes or loves?
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah.
When really like it doesn't make any logical sense.
Right.
Like for example, if somebody like was a big like skateboarder or something, right? And I don't get it.
That's a horrible example.
This is a horrible example. That's a horrible example. Like if somebody had like…
I loved like mocha frappuccinos and would drink that every day.
Yeah. And… and you know that person hurts you, you hate mocha frappuccino.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. I think it happens. Right? And I just hated this person. I still do. And Star Wars reminds me of it. Of that energy. Of yeah. that negative force or whatever. So I look at Baby Yoda. And I'm just like, honestly, I don't know. This is going to be a very, very unpopular opinion. Okay, and possibly the end of my career.
Dude.
What I'm about to
be
say.
Careful. Okay? Be careful.
This is going to be possibly the worst thing I've ever said.
Hold that
The
thought.
End of Epic High and the podcast and Dive Studios.
I just got married.
Please. All the patrons on our Patreon, thank you so much for supporting us, are gonna cancel their membership.
Please. Think twice.
When I look at Baby Yoda…
Dude. Please.
All right. I'll just stop right there.
Okay.
I'll just stop right there. Okay. All I can say… Football. Punt.
He does look pretty puntable.
That's all I gotta say. I'm not saying anything here. I'm just saying. Football. Punt. All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you next week. I don't know if Eddie's gonna be with me for next week, but we will come back with amazing content. Follow us on all our socials. And also, you can support this podcast that is completely free. And none of us are actually making any money at all. So it would be great if you can support us so that we can actually, you know, feed our camera guy, who's actually the only one that's making any money and is constantly taking trips outside of the country with I don't know who. And he's like bringing back chocolate and stuff. But anyways, we need to, you know, pay for some of these lights. And also Eddie has been taking a lot of flights here. So
out of pocket.
Yeah. So it would be great if you can support us. You can go to Patreon. If you support the Dive Studios Patreon, you're basically supporting all of the podcasts on here. So not just me. Everyone, all the great podcasters here. So if you are, you know, if you can do that, that would be great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.